Welcome to this demonstration of an Apple Watch case for your Apple Watch. And the reason why I purchased the Apple Watch case in the first place was that, number one, I was interested to see what a case would be like for an Apple Watch. And secondly, if it was of any use to me, I would probably start using it in the garden when I climb on the roof to clean the gutters, etc. So I decided to buy this one in particular because mainly it was on the cheaper side of things. It only cost me in Australian dollars $17 and then $5 shipping from the Amazon store in the US. And the case that I got was the Spigen, and that's S-P-I-G-E-N, S-G-P 11504 tough armor jaw layer cover for the Apple Watch, in my case for the 42mm one, and I got the grey metal case cover. Whilst it actually said tough on the description, when I received the case I thought, oh well, this will be good, it'll be a nice strong cover for the Apple Watch. Basically what it is, it's a silicone case that goes around the outside of the Apple Watch, and then on the top, which basically clips into four little dots on either edge at the top on the corners, that's where the Apple Watch screen overlay goes, and that course is made of plastic. So I'm assuming, being tough, the silicone itself is pretty durable. I only got it today. As I said, I'm probably going to use it in the garden or when cleaning the roof, etc. I also have a really bad habit of, when I'm walking down the side of my house, which is brick, I sometimes have been known to actually scrape the side of my watch up against the house. And my wife tells me that I've got a few scuff marks now appearing on the stainless steel of my Apple Watch. So rather than going to the jeweler and getting it all polished up again, I thought I'll just spend $17 plus $5 shipping to get the case. Let me demo how you put the case on and how it all works. Like I said, you've got the square part of the case that goes around the outside of the watch, and then on the bottom you've basically got a round circle which fits around the bottom part of the Apple Watch. Either side of the case, of course, where the Apple Watch bands go, there's a slot to allow the bands, of course, to enter in through the case onto the Apple Watch. So first of all, I'm just going to put my fingernail under the Apple Watch screen overlay at the top of the case on one edge where it's connected, and just pull it up and off. It clips on quite nicely actually, and pop that down. I'm left with a nice big square that the Apple Watch will then slide into inside the case. And when you put it inside the case sort of wraps around the out topper edge of the Apple Watch screen. So it's going to pop the case down on the table. All right, so I'm going to take my Apple Watch off. First of all, I'm going to turn VoiceOver off. Otherwise, when I start touching the screen, it's going to start chatting to us. They're pressing the digital crown three times. One, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, so VoiceOver is now off. Take my Apple Watch off, and I've got the Fleura Elastoderma band onto there, which of course is otherwise entitled the rubber band. I'm going to push on the little buttons underneath on either side just to slide the bands off. That's one, and turn the watch around, and that's number two. Okay, so they're off. Okay, so basically you've got to put the watch in the case first and then reattach the bands through the slots on either side. Now, when I was describing the outside of the case itself, on the front of the case, if you like, which will be the front of the Apple Watch, there's a little false friends button that of course sits over the friends button, and there's an actual hole that the digital crown will stick out of. So what I'm basically going to do is, I have a watch here and I'm going to slide it in the case towards me, so I'm then pushing my digital crown through that little hole slot and then pushing the back of the case up and around the back of the Apple Watch on all sides. Okay, and there we go. So now what I've basically got is a nice little sandwich made up of my Apple Watch and the case. So I turn the case over, I've got the round part of the Apple Watch which contains the charger and the sensors. That's basically just slightly above where the case fits around it. And then if I turn it up the right way, I've got the slots on either side of the case to put the bands back through in, and then on the front, of course, I've got that false button which sits over the real friends button on the left hand side, and then the digital crown just sticks out through that hole. And because the case is sticking out slightly from the front face of the watch, the digital crown feels like it's actually inside the case and quite well protected. Now, I should say when I first played with this, that false friends button on the front actually came off because it basically just sits in a little slot in the case itself, and it fell on the table and I just happened to feel it and I picked it up and showed it to my wife. She said, "Oh, that looks like it's the friends button that just fell off your Apple Watch," because I've been playing with the case. And I went, "Oh my God, I think I've broken my watch." So I rushed back, took the case off, and hey presto, my friends button was fine on the Apple Watch itself. And then I discovered that, yes, indeed, this little false friends button does come off from the case. So just be aware of that you might knock it off when you're putting the case in, like I obviously did. I'd probably say you don't need it, because as the digital crown is sort of indented into the case when you put the case on, so with the friends button, you can still feel it through the slot if you don't have that false friends button over the top. All right, so that's the actual case itself on. Now I've got to put the Apple Watch screen protector on the top and put the bands back on either side. So that's going to grab the screen protector first. And it's easy to orientate because it's got a little cutout which fits over where the digital crown comes out in the hole in the case, so you can line it up. And the trick is to basically sit it on top, so then you've got the holes on the four edges sitting over the little dots that stick up from the case. And then I've got basically got my fingers on each four corners. I'm just going to push down and the screen's on. Okay, so I'm going to grab one side of my rubber band here. The slot on the side of the case basically mirrors that's on the side of the Apple Watch itself. So I'm going to start from the edge furthest away from me and bring the lug back into the Apple Watch, slide it in, and that's that side on. You heard the click. And turn the watch around, grab the other side of the band, come into the slot furthest away from me, push the lug in, and that's clicked on as well. Now, before I put the Apple Watch back on my wrist, I should say I've noticed though that when I want to take the bands off when I've got the case on, because I've basically got to push in the little button just behind where the actual bands slot into the actual Apple Watch case itself, because I'm basically putting pressure on the back of the Apple Watch and the front face of the Apple Watch where the screen protector is, when I'm squeezing, I tend to pop off the opposite side of the screen protector to where I'm squeezing, and then I've basically got to put it back on again. So what I've been doing when I've been testing it out is basically putting the whole watch face down, so the screen protector's on the table, and then pushing down with my finger for the button, and then sliding the band out that way, and then the actual screen protector part doesn't pop off. Anyway, let me pop my Apple Watch back on. Okay, that's back on. So let me press my digital crown three times to turn voiceover back on. One, two, three.
Voiceover on. 12:55 p.m. Screen curtain on.
And let me just press my digital crown once.
Enter passcode.
I'm going to pause the recording and pop in my passcode.
12:56 p.m.
Now with the screen protector on, I can still flick fine on the screen of the watch, so flicking to the right.
21.4 degrees bullet 90. Double tap to open, just press record. Moving. 14. Time bus. Moving.
Let's go back to the left now.
12:56 p.m.
Okay, so that works perfectly fine. If I turn the digital crown navigation on, two fingers three times. One, two, three.
Digital crown navigation on.
Because the digital crown's now in that sort of indented hole, if you like, on the side of the watch, it's really hard to get my fingertip down there and push the digital crown Thursday, again. That's me trying to do it now.
12:58, 21.4 degrees, so 91% bullet
that
at 9:20 a.m.
probably makes the digital crown navigation really, really difficult. But as I said, I'm probably going to use this for more when I'm gardening than any other time anyway. And I find I tend to use the digital crown more anyway for when I'm probably washing the car and my hands are wet and my Apple Watch screen is wet. And I can just use the voiceover digital crown navigation to navigate rather than using gestures on the touchscreen. Now, the other thing you might have noticed too, the sound of voiceover coming through the speaker is not muffled. There's a little slot mirroring the slot on the Apple Watch for the speaker. And of course, another little hole to mirror the microphone. So that's not actually obstructed at all for either the speaker or the mic. My wife tells me that it doesn't look particularly charming from an aesthetic point of view. It certainly doesn't look like an Apple Watch anymore, apparently. So I'll see how it goes. I certainly couldn't imagine wearing this case with my lovely Milanese loop or my Apple Watch Link bracelet, of course. So probably for the moment, it probably fits in well when I'm wearing the Fluor Elastoma band for when I'm gardening. All right, so let me just take it back off my Apple Watch again. So I'm just going to take my watch off my wrist. That's off. As I said, I'm going to turn it upside down so the actual screen protector's on the bottom. And then push my finger down on the button to pull one of the bands out. That's it. Whoops. I said I'd probably had to turn voiceover before, so I'll do that now again. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
Okay, it's voiceover off. Now the other band, pushing it in, the little button, and pulling the band out. Okay, that's off. Okay, and then I'm going to pull the screen protector off the top. Okay, so now I've got the top of the Apple Watch facing towards me with the digital crown sticking through the little hole. And what I'd like to do is push on the back furthest away from the digital crown so I get the back of the Apple Watch out. And then I'm going to pull up and out so I slide out the digital crown from that little hole that's in the front of the case. And of course, you're not scratching anything because, as I said, the whole thing's made of silicone or plastic. Okay, so that's the case off, and put that down. Grab my bands again and pop the right hand one in first. And for me, that's the one that contains the hole and the lug to do up the band itself. So that's on. Turn the watch around, slide the other band on, and that's clipped in, ready to go. And then pop it back on my wrist. Okay, and we're ready to go. And then, so I don't lose anything, I'm just going to grab the case itself, grab the glass screen protector, and just clip it on the top of the case. And there we go, ready to rock and roll. And I'm probably going to keep this in our knick-knack drawer in the lounge room. So if I do need to use it when I'm out gardening, etc., I can just pull it out and pop it on within less than a minute. That completes the demo of the Spigen SGP-11504 case for the Apple Watch 42mm. As I said, it only cost me $17 plus $5 shipping here in Australia. I got it from Amazon, amazon.com. And basically, as I said at the beginning, I really got it to see what a case would look like from a concept point of view and a practical point of view for an Apple Watch. That concludes this demonstration of this Apple Watch case. I'm not particularly recommending it, but just to let you know, it's out there in the world and what it's like to have a case on your Apple Watch. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.